"My lord," I had to tell him, "those are gargoyles." He chuckled. "Sir Axel might well serve for Shireen's father, but in my experience the more bizarre and shocking a tale, the more apt it is to be repeated. Stannis keeps an especially grotesque fool, a lackwit with a tattooed face." Grandmaester Pycelle gaped at him aghast. "Surely you don't mean to suggest that Lady Selyse would bring a fool into her bed?" "You'd have to be a fool to want to bed Selyse Florent," said Littlefinger. Doubtless Patchface reminded her of Stannis, and the best lies contain within them nuggets of truth, enough to give a listener pause. As it happens, this fool is utterly devoted to the girl, and follows her everywhere. They even look somewhat alike. Shireen has a mottled, half-frozen face as well. Pycelle was lost. "But that is from the grey scale that nearly killed her as a babe, poor thing." "I like my tale better," said Littlefinger, "and so will the small folk. Most of them believe that if a woman eats rabbit while pregnant, the child will be born with long, floppy ears." Cersei smiled the sort of smile she customarily reserved for Jaime. "Lord Petar, you are a wicked creature." "Thank you, Your Grace."